Following are the combined reading lessons from Pimsleur's Danish. They are identical to the reading lessons that are in the individual units, starting in Unit 11. You can do the readings along with the units, or you can do them after completing all of the spoken lessons when you will have a familiarity with the sounds of Danish. You are encouraged to repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to familiarize yourself with the sounds of the letters. To begin, you will need your reading booklet. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 11. Look at the first word. The Danish speaker is going to pronounce it. You are to repeat it aloud after him.
Sail.
Notice the sound of the letter A. Now you read number one.
Sail. Sail.
Try to read number two.
Mail. Mail.
Now repeat number three after the speaker, paying attention to the sound of the letter E.
Seen. Seen.
Read number four.
Been.
Listen and repeat number five.
Mean. Mean.
Notice how lightly the last E is pronounced. In Danish, words are normally stressed on the first syllable. With this in mind, try to read number six.
Lean.
Now repeat number seven after the speaker, paying attention to the R sound.
Ba. Ba.
When a word ends with R, it usually produces an abrupt end or glottal stop. In Danish, this is called
stød.
Notice also the sound of the A when it's followed by an R. Read number seven again.
Ba.
Listen and repeat number eight.
Ba. Ba.
Notice the sound of the R when it's in the middle of a word. Read number eight again.
Ba.
Listen and repeat number nine.
Eller. Eller.
In Danish, when a vowel is followed by two consonants, the vowel sound usually changes. Now look at the word pair in number 10. The first word makes a long E sound, and the second, a woman's name, makes the Danish short E sound. Listen and repeat number 10.
Hel. Helle. Hel. Helle.
Try to read number 11.
Skillner. Skillner.
Look at number 12. Since the A is followed by two consonants, it makes a short A sound. Listen and repeat.
Kaffe. Kaffe.
Read number 13.
Hatten.
In number 14, the A is short. Try to read number 14.
Tak.
In Danish, if a final consonant in a word is an M, P, T, K, or F, the preceding vowel is usually short. Now look at the word pair in number 15. The first word makes the long A sound, and the second, the short A sound. Try to read this word pair.
Tail. Cat. Tail. Cat.
Now listen and repeat number 16.
Vi. Vi.
The long I in Danish is often pronounced as E. Read 17.
Din.
Look at number 18. The I is followed by two consonants, so the I makes a short I sound. Listen and repeat number 18.
Finne. Finne.
Try to read the word pair in number 19.
Mean, misse. Mean, misse.
Look at number 20. The double K sounds like a cross between a G and K. Try it.
Ikke. ikke.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 11. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 12. Try to read number 1.
Datter.
Number 2.
Dele.
In number 3, remember to pronounce the I with the short I sound because it's followed by two consonants. Try to read number 3.
Lit.
Listen and repeat number 4.
See. See.
The Danish G takes on a very slight English Y sound that is almost silent when it follows a vowel or when it comes at the end of a word. Now repeat number 5 after the speaker.
See. See.
The Danish Y makes a sound that doesn't exist in English. Read number 5 again.
See.
Notice the sound of the final E. Repeat numbers 4 and 5 together after the speaker. Notice the difference in pronunciation.
See. 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 See.
Try to read number 6.
Soon.
Read number 7.
Lyt.
Listen and repeat number 8, where you'll hear the short Y sound.
Ynke. Ynke.
Now look at number 9. The middle letter is an A-E combination. It's one of 3 additional letters in the Danish alphabet. Repeat number 9 after the speaker, paying attention to the pronunciation.
Sær. Sær.
Now try to read number 10. Remember the final E sound.
There. There.
Number 11.
Nær.
Read 12.
Lyst.
Try to read number 13. The T has a combination T-D sound.
Flytte. Flytte.
Now read numbers 12 and 13 together.
Lyst, flytte. Lyst, flytte.
Look at number 14 and repeat it after the speaker.
Bo. Bo.
Try number 15.
Sko. Sko.
Listen and repeat number 16.
Bo. Bo.
Notice how the sound of the O changed slightly in this word. This is because a G sometimes changes the sound of the vowel preceding it. Listen and repeat number 17.
Du. Du.
Listen and repeat number 18.
Bo. Bo.
Remember that the G sounds like an English Y when it follows a vowel. Now look at number 19. Here the vowel sound is short because it's followed by a double consonant. Try it.
Bugge. Bugge.
Read number 20.
Plugge.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 12. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 13. Try to read number 1.
Lærer. Lærer.
Read number 2. Remember to pronounce the final R with a glottal stop.
Dyr.
3.
2 kroner.
Read number 4. The D is usually silent when it follows an N.
Tusind tak.
Look at number 5, which has a new sound for O. Also note, a final V is usually silent or barely pronounced. Listen and repeat number 5.
Tolv. Tolv.
Try to read number 6.
Hell.
Number 7 includes a short E sound. Read number 7.
Sell. Sell.
Listen and repeat number 8.
Hi. Hi.
The EJ combination sounds like I. Read number 9.
Lie.
Try to read number 10.
Fire. Fire.
Now try number 11. Here, each letter is pronounced.
Ferie. Ferie.
And now read number 12, which again has a short O.
Sommerferie. Sommerferie.
13.
Komme.
Number 14 shows another letter that doesn't exist in English. It has a circle above it, called a ring. Repeat after the speaker.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now try to read number 15.
No.
Read number 16.
Go.
Try to read number 17. Remember to pronounce every letter.
Food. Food.
Listen and repeat number 18.
Ubne. Ubne.
In number 19, you'll hear the short sound of this vowel when it's followed by two consonants. The RS combination usually makes the R lightly pronounced. Read 19.
Forstår. Forstår.
Now try to read number 20.
Taler du dansk? Taler du dansk?
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 13. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 14. Try to read number 1. Remember the sound of the EJ combination.
Reise.
2.
På.
Listen and repeat number 3.
Dårligt. Dårligt.
Remember that the G is silent when it follows a vowel. Now try to read number 4.
Ikke så dårligt. Ikke så dårligt.
Try to read number 5.
Seat.
Look at number 6. The middle letter is another letter we don't have in English. Repeat number 6 after the speaker.
Bøt. Bøt.
This letter makes a sound that doesn't exist in English. Try number 7. Remember the silent V.
Søl.
Number 8 contains this same letter followed by a double consonant. Repeat after the speaker.
Bøde. Bøde.
Now try to read numbers 6 and 8 together.
Bøt. Bøde. Bøt. Bøde.
Read number 9.
Søster. Søster.
Now repeat number 10 after the speaker.
Der. Der.
Notice how the ER is pronounced in some short words. Now read number 11.
Her.
Try to read number 12.
Vejen er her. Vejen er her.
Listen and repeat number 13.
Sød. Sød.
The Danish D changes when it's at the end of a word or between two vowels. This is another difficult sound for English speakers to discriminate, and it is sometimes heard as an L and other times as an English TH. Try to read number 13 again.
Sød.
This D sound is sometimes referred to as the soft D. Try to read number 14. The final E is silent and the G is hard.
Vesterbrogade. Gade. Vesterbrogade.
Listen and repeat. Number 15. The V is silent.
Derover. Derover.
Try to read number 16.
Vesterbrogade er derover. Vesterbrogade er derover.
Now look at number 17. In Danish, the AJ combination sounds like the EJ combination. Try to read it.
Hej.
18.
Kai.
Read number 19. It's the word for the month of May.
Mai.
Try number 20. The A on the first word makes an ah sound.
Hurra for 5. Mai.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 14. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 15. Read number 1.
Min søn.
Listen and repeat number 2.
Nørrebrogade. Nørrebrogade.
Read number 3.
Her er Nørrebrogade.
In number 4, the stress is on the last syllable, and the E is very slight. Try it.
Amerikansk. Amerikansk.
Read number 5.
Helt fint.
Try to read number 6. At the beginning of a word, the G is pronounced. Be careful of your pronunciation of the soft D.
Glad. Glad.
Try to read number 7.
Brød. Brød.
Look at number 8. The D at the end of the first word is silent. Also at the beginning of a word, the D is hard, or pronounced as in English. The A-G combination is pronounced A. Try to read number 8.
Good day. Good day.
9.
Ny. Ny.
10.
Nynne. Nynne.
Now look at number 11 and repeat it after the speaker.
Jeg. Jeg.
Notice that an initial J is pronounced like an English Y, as in yes. The combination EG is usually pronounced I, especially in Danish personal pronouns. The same is true for IG combinations. With this in mind, try number 12.
Mig.
13.
Dig.
In number 14, the D at the end is soft. Listen and repeat.
Med. Med.
Now try number 15. The middle word has both sounds of S.
Vil du spise med mig?
Look at number 16. In everyday speech, the final V and E in the last word are silent when the word means have. Try to read number 16.
Vi kan have.
17.
Et glas øl.
Try to read 18. The G is silent at the end of this word, but it makes the O short.
O. O.
19.
Og et stykke smørbrød. Smørbrød.
20.
Fint, men ikke hos dig. Hos dig.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 15. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 16. Read number 1.
Ja da.
Listen and repeat number 2.
Godmorgen. Godmorgen.
In colloquial speech, the G in the second word produces a different sound. Now look at number 3. The T at the end of this word is also silent. Try to read it.
De.
Now read number 4.
Det er her.
Read number 5.
Ha' det godt.
Number 6.
Vær så god. God. Vær så god.
Listen and repeat number 7.
30. 30.
Try to read number 8. Remember that the G is like a Y.
Yay. Yay.
9.
Vi ses. Vi ses.
10.
Håbe.
Look at number 11. When a word begins with an H-J combination, the H is silent. Try to read number 11.
Hjelpe.
12.
Hjelm.
The H is also silent in a word beginning with an H-V combination. Try number 13, which is a word you know.
Hvor?
Try to read number 14. Remember the soft D sound.
Hvad?
15.
Hvem?
16.
Hvem er det? Hvem er det?
17.
Hvordan har du det? Hvordan? Hvordan har du det?
18.
Hvilken vej?
Listen and repeat number 19.
Lige. Lige.
Try to read number 20.
Tak i lige måde. Måde. Tak i lige måde.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 16. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 17. Read number 1.
Jo.
2.
Hjem.
3. The first word ends with a soft D.
Hvad er klokken?
4.
Jeg har det godt.
Listen and repeat number 5. The first E makes an ah sound, and the double T sounds like D.
Rette.
Try to read number 6. Remember the sound of the E-G combination.
Rein. Rein.
7.
Tegn.
Listen and repeat number 8. The N-G sound is similar to English, but shorter.
Sang. Sang.
9.
Lang.
Try to read number 10. Remember the shortened sound of the R at the end.
Finger. Finger.
11.
Mange tak.
12.
Bank.
Try to read number 13. The Danish K sometimes sounds like a cross between a K and a G.
Tanke.
14.
Han tænker.
15.
Engelsk.
16. Remember the sound of the H-J combination.
Hjort. Hjort.
17.
Jade. Jade.
18.
Sink båden. Sink båden.
19.
Hvor mange?
Try to read number 20. The D in the second word is soft.
Det ved jeg. Det ved jeg.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 17. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 18. Read number 1. The final E, R, E combination runs together. Listen and repeat.
Længere. Længere.
Read number 2. The K is pronounced as in English.
Vink.
3.
Hvor er det? Hvor er det?
Read number 4.
Først og fremmest. Først og fremmest.
In number 5, the DJ combination sounds like DY. Try to read number 5.
Djævel. Djævel.
Numbers 6 and 7 are words of foreign origin, and the accent is on the last syllable. Read number 6.
Hotel.
7.
Telefon.
8.
Barn.
Read number 9. The D at the end is silent.
Fjord.
10.
Karl.
11.
Sådan.
12.
Harden.
Read number 13. The T sounds like a cross between the English T and D.
Korte.
14.
Bjørn. Bjørn.
Now read number 15. Remember the sound of the G in the middle of a word.
Hurtiger. Hurtiger.
Try to read number 16. The L at the end of the first word is barely pronounced.
Skal jeg køre? Køre.
Read number 17.
Sær.
Listen and repeat number 18.
Gynge. Gynge.
In Danish, an initial G is hard and sounds like the G in get. Read number 19.
Gips.
Try to read number 20. The V is silent.
Giv mig det. Giv.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 18. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 19. Read number 1.
Dyrt.
Try to read number 2. The final D is silent.
Nor.
In number 3, the V and E are pronounced. Try to read number 3.
Gave. Gave.
Read number 4. In this word, the V and E are silent.
Gi.
5.
Gyse. Gyse.
6.
Ja, gerne.
Try to read number 7.
På restaurant.
Now repeat number 8 after the speaker, noting the sound of the initial TJ and the contraction of the last two syllables.
Tjeneren. Tjeneren.
This contraction occurs in everyday speech, and the ER is silent. With this in mind, try to read number 9, where the D is also silent.
Kælderen. Kælderen.
Now try to read number 10.
Køberen. Køberen.
Try to read number 11. Remember that the V is silent after an L and the D is again silent.
50'eren. 50'eren.
12.
50 kilo.
Try to read number 13. The second K sounds somewhat like an English G.
Kirken er i byen.
Number 14.
Køre 4 kilometer.
In number 15, the V is closer to a W, and it ends in a soft D.
Svinekød. Svinekød.
Number 16.
Vi kender dem. Vi kender dem.
Read number 17.
Kikkert.
Listen and repeat number 18. The first two letters are pronounced separately.
Kniv.
Read number 19. The S has a Z sound.
Knuse.
Try to read number 20.
Han falder på knæene. Knæene. Han falder på knæene.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 19. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 20. Read number 1.
Knop.
Read number 2.
Kisten.
Number 3. The N at the end of the first word is silent.
Kan du køre?
4.
Knytte.
Now look at number 5. As with the KN, an initial GN is also pronounced as two letters. Try to read number 5. The D is the soft D.
Gnide. Gnide.
Read number 6.
Gnæver. Gnæver.
7.
Skål.
Try to read number 8. The final E on the second word is silent.
Han skulle skaffe hjælp.
Read number 9.
Jeg står på ski.
Number 10.
Solen skinner.
Try number 11. The ER is silent.
Skære. Skære.
12.
Jeg skønner ikke.
Listen and repeat number 13.
Skydedør. Skydedør.
Look at number 14. The letter combination SJ makes a sh sound. Try it.
Sjælland.
Number 15.
Sjov. Sjov.
Read number 16. The CH combination also makes a sh sound.
Chocolade.
Read number 17.
Han blev sjaskvåd. Sjask.
Read 18.
Han sjuskede med penslen.
19.
Det begynder at blæse. Det begynder at blæse.
Read number 20.
Det blæser, og regnen sjasker ned. Regnen.
This is the end of the reading lesson for Unit 20.